Okay.
You have lots of approval.
Okay, I think we'll get going. Okay. I'm going to skip the list because I want to just get through some, finish up this topic. Before I begin, just one or three comments on Karev Kachal, again, just quick ones. Number one, Willie asked me where's the Me'iri that I'm referring to about Karev Kachal possibly creating a Sheni, which would be the third formulation of Rabbeinu Chanana. And he said he looked and couldn't find it, right? So I understand why he didn't find it, and maybe it's possible that it's not here. I'll tell you where I get it from, and then the question is whether I'm right in my reading of it. I assumed something which I think is still correct, but I'm not 100%. I can't prove it 100%. When the Me'iri speaks about the Gemara on Gimel Lamed Aleph, so he says the following. He says this is on page 15. Right. So he's talking about what the case is, whether it's the case of Tamei Sheretz or Tamei Meis. And then he says the following. This is page 15. Oh, thank you. Wow. Big one for my eyes. He says the following. V'davka sheshachad b'kumas shal kan, one second. Shute kliyetz v'enem b'kabel tumah v'sakin u'kagon shenitma ha'ish v'sheretz o b'tmei meis she'ena elo risha. Then he says, "She'ain adam v'kelim mekablim tuma, ela me'ava tuma." So far, so good. Then he adds the following line: "V'afilo haya mekabel tuma." This is what I was referring to. "V'afilo haya mekabel tuma, mikomakom ein sheni osa shlishi bechulin af b'shanasu al taras hakodesh." Now that's an interesting, very interesting line. What does that mean? So the reason that I'm not 100% sure, and I could be completely wrong, is if he's just pandering to no shita. In other words, if what he says refers both to Tmei Meis and to Tumas Sheretz, and he's saying, and even if you were somehow to say that there was a concept that a kli could, or you know, that a kli could be nitma and become a sheni. Right, even then, this wouldn't be a problem because since we're talking about Chulin Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh, Chulin Shlishi, even on Taras HaKodesh, is never a problem. If that's what he means, then what I said was not correct. The way I read the line of the Me'iri was he wasn't referring to no Shita on the planet, he was referring to Rabbeinu Chanano. And he wasn't referring both to Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Meis, he was referring to Tumas Meis. And that's what he's saying was, but for talking about Shumas Sheretz, there's nothing to talk about. But Obe Tmei Meis, She'en El Rishon, if we're talking about a Tmei Meis, which is a Rishon, meaning it's Ish Shenaga B'Tmei Meis, Shenaga B'Sakin, B'Nimsa She'en HaSakin Mekabel Tumah Himenu, She'en Adam V'Kelem Mekabel Tumah Ela Me'ava Tumah, V'Afilo Hoya Mekabel Tumah, that's the line number four, meaning in light of, even if you hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, right, which is that it is Mekabel Tumah in that case. He's talking about an existing Shita. Mikol Makom Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin Af B'Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh. So then it becomes an important line. Meaning, what he's saying is, and if Akiva were here, I don't know, is Akiva here? No, okay. So if Akiva were here, he would tell us that, or maybe Michael, right? That the Me'iri here may be L'Shitaso. You also mentioned the Me'iri, right? Namely, we'll read the other line in the Me'iri in a minute. Meaning the Me'iri, as it happens, considers the possibility, although I looked at it and I don't understand it any better having seen it inside, that actually the real problem of the Gemara isn't so much about Kodshim, it's about Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Right? How could you be Metame this, Basar of Chulin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh? You know, that would be a terrible thing. So then the Me'iri's line is terrific. What he's saying is, and even if you hold that you can be Mekabel Tumah, not Tumas Sheretz, but only in Tumas Meis, because of Rabbeinu Hananel, who, according to the Ramban and other reports, really holds that way, namely that a Rishon Kli is that a Rishon that a Tmei Meis, in other words, that touches a Kli is going to be a Kli. He says even then we'll have a terrible problem because Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin, that since the Meiri Lishitaso is focused on the Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh part of the Gemara and not on the Kachin part of the Gemara, so he's saying, well, what'll happen according to Rabbeinu Hananel? Good, so the Rishon will become, I'm sorry, the Sheni will become a Shlishi. Right? And that can happen in this particular case through Cherev Kechalal. But who cares? It's Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh. And as I mentioned previously, this is the line of the Meiri where he paskins like the Rambam. Namely that Chulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh doesn't apply to a Shlishi. So that's what the Meiri says. So then the characterization of the Rabbeinu Hananel like Shita as a Shlishi, as opposed to the Ramban who says it becomes a Av, and as opposed to the Bartanura who says that it remains a Rishon, that's the Shita that I was talking about. Okay. As I say, it happens to work out even better if that's what he's talking about in light of Michael's and Akiva's Meiri, which really is true, and not sure how I missed it, but he really says this. But I don't understand it any better having read it. Very strange reading of the Gemara. The footnotes on the bottom says, "Lefisha lo matzasi piris zev rishonim al atar." Okay. So no one else holds this way. It's almost indefensible. I think it is indefensible. In reading the Gemara, the Gemara has a more for the reasons that I mentioned to Akiva. I mean, it's the Gemara has a more severe problem and a more trivial problem. So the Gemara is answering the trivial problem, and they're happy with that. So I just don't understand it. But either way, it happens to work even better with the previous Meiri. Yeah.
Actually, Meiri in Pesachim on Samvav, I think it was Samvav.
In Ayin Tes.
Actually, it says the same idea, but this Meiri only says Bechulin.
Right.
The other one says Bechulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh.
Well, this one's also talking about Bechulin Shenas Al Taras HaKodesh.
Right. Right.
Okay. But he says the same idea that the Gemara here is only talking about Chulin.
Yeah.
Because on the bottom, the footnotes here, he refers you to the Meiri in Pesachim Ayin Tes and Aleph. But there he doesn't say it at all. He just says, but he does say something else. He does say you require klisharis.
I saw it in the Knesset Rishon.
Okay. So again, I just don't know how he reads the Gemara. It doesn't make any sense to me. But either way, that's what he says. Just two other quick points. I think Ezra brought to my attention that, about the other Meiri, the Meiri in Shabbos. I had said that the Meiri in Shabbos was based on the Chibastem, and that's technically incorrect. What I really meant to say was that the Meiri in Shabbos was mechalek between Kli Shenaga B'Avi Avosatu, B'Meis, and Kli Shenaga B'Tmei Meis, or the ability of the Kli to become a Cherev Kechalal, by virtue of its contact with the mace, as opposed to the ability to spread that tuma to other things, to other kalim or to an adam, which will then become a avatuma. That's the distinction that the Meiri makes. The analysis is the same, but what I was trying to explain was that according to the Baalei Tosfos and Rashi and the Baalei Tosfos, and even more extreme, the Mishnah LeMelech, I was trying to say the whole idea of Cherev Kechala, where it applies, is simply a din of Kiyotzeba, and therefore it's all one halacha. There's no reason to be mechalik between the different levels. But we saw that maybe we could and should be mechalik. And one of the most prominent chilukim was the Meiri in Shabbos, who said to become a Cherev Kechala, Ohel works. To spread the Tumah from a Cherev Kechala to something else, Ohel doesn't work. So you're right, it's not the distinction. The Chibastem is the question of two types of creations of Cherev Kechala, one through the mace and the other one through the Adam. That's not the distinction of the Meiri. The analysis is the same, it's just a question of where you draw the line. The Meiri is saying, to become a Cherev Kechala, Ohel works. To spread that tumah to others or to other things, Ohel doesn't work. Now, why that is, I think still could be explained in different ways. I already suggested one. I think it's also possible to suggest something else, and that is an Ohel issue, but again, you have to study Ohel to really see if it's true. In order to qualify as an Ohel Ameis, is it possible that you need Chefta Shomeis? In other words, without there being a Chefta Shomeis, like the Rambam's definition of, you know, Nazir Megaleach Alav, because it says Meis, meaning real Chefta Shomeis, maybe Tumas Meis, or Dine Tumas Meis, does not an Ohel Hameis make. Only a real Chefta Shomeis in an Ohel has the definition of Ohel Hameis. So I think that is possible. Or it could be a din in the transmission, meaning that Ohel can only transmit from a Chefta Shomeis and not from Dine Tumas Meis. I think that's possible too. But either way, that would explain. So it isn't so much that the different levels of Cherav Reik Cholo operate differently as much as it is just a function of, as we say, no one's going to say that a Cherav is actually a Chefta Shomeis. So the point is, if all you have is a Cherav in an Ohel, then, it's just not an Ohel Ameis. That's a suggestion. Okay, it's one of those two things could also explain it. And then finally, just two other ha'aros. Both Daniel and Tracer and Ezra also brought to my attention that the Rambam in Hilchos Psilei Mikdashim Perikates Halacha Vav, when he quotes the case of the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Yudalad Omen Aleph, the case there is a case of Mateches, and that's the Gemara, one of the cases of Cherav Kachalo, like our Gemara, as Daniel also pointed out. So it's just interesting to note that he quotes it as is. Again, you can't fault the Rambam usually for quoting the Gemara. And the case of the Gemara is a case of Mateches. That's the case that the Rambam quotes in Perikates of Psilei Mikdashim, Halacha Vav. However, in this case, you really can question why he's quoting the case of the Gemara. When you consider that the Rambam Shita is that, you know, Kli Shetef and anything but Kli Cheres has the same din of Cherav Kecholo. So it's a little misleading. I mean, the case of the Gemara is a case of the Gemara, but if indeed there is this big controversy, and the Rambam was aware of it, about Cherav Kecholo being limited to Mateches, it's just strange that he quotes that case. I don't have an answer to it. I mean, you know, everywhere the Rambam's telling us that he doesn't think there's any special yichus for Mateches. So I just don't know why, but I think it is a good ha'ara. And the last point of Cherav, just very quickly, is just to point out there's an interesting discussion in Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, I think it's Perek Yud Zayin, either Yud Zayin or Yud Ches, I think it's Yud Zayin Vav. There Reb Chaim is trying to figure out, based on the conflicting evidence, whether a Tumas Ohel, again, is Tumas Ohel limited to the inside of the Ohel, or does it also extend to the external part of the Ohel? That's an interesting and important question. There's all sorts of mixed evidence about that. So in the end, Reb Chaim suggests that one could be Mechalek between the Ohel of Cherav Kechalal and the Ohel of an actual mace. If it's an Ohel of an actual mace, then basically the Ohel, inside and outside, is one Cheftza. And if it's a special din tumah of Cherav Kechalal, so then it only is metame the inside. The outside is like a hefsek or a mechitza, bifnei, that kind of tumas mace. So again, that would just be relevant, as are many other issues that are relevant, to pinning down the relationship between Cherev and Cholo. Just things to consider and to look at. Okay, now getting back to the topic that we were in the middle of, which is Klishares for the requirement of Klishares or Kli for Shchita, for Kulin and for Kachim. And this becomes also a way of gauging the relationship between Shchita's Kachim and Shchita's Kulin. And the role of Shchita also in Kachim more generally. So again, basically, we began to discuss this. What we noted so far is that our sugya seems to compare Shchita's Chulin and Shchita's Kachim, because we're quoting the Mishnah, which definitely applies to Chulin, that you can use any kind of, seemingly you can use any kind of sakin. We're quoting it in a context, aside from the Meiri, in which we're clearly speaking about the problem of the more severe problem of Tamei Sheshachat V'Sakin Aruka Mukdashim. So we're proving that in Mukdashim you can get away with what you can get away with in Chulin, and there's no Raya to really demonstrate that. I mean, basically, the Gemara is just saying it almost unchallenged. But they have a problem with Mukdashim, and they're saying, don't worry about it. You can use this kind of Sakin, and they're quoting a Mishnah in Chule. Obviously, they're equating the two. And as we already discussed, the Meiri, by suggesting this very Dochek Shita, and Michael's now telling us that he also says it in Psachim, is obviously just, you know, denying all of this, denying this kasher. In a way, you know, it, certainly that seems to be what motivates him, and in a way that makes it more impressive, less convincing in the sugyas, but more impressive as personal conviction. Yeah.
Everything seems to be saying this connection relates to like this larger
issue.
But it seems like the issue on Tesla and Biz is just the fact that the Pekimos will cause a kriya, Lashon Rashi over there. So that just didn't avail us. Why? Maybe the only connection is not because she does one Shkita customer.
No, I'm just saying the assumption that Shkita Tzchulin doesn't require, let's say, a klisharis, or even a kli, because we know that in Chulin you can get away with practically no kli or a minimal kind of kli. That's when you consider that avoda generally should require klisharis. I think that assumption is one which, no matter what you think is the problem of Shechita Schulen in Sakin, is very challengeable, isn't it? I mean, we're pointing out is what's the problem? What do you need to address in Shechita Schulen, right? But what about the fact that, you know, Kadshim, again, whether it's the Pasuk of Macheles or the general requirement of Klishar, just like Tosas themselves say, like Tosas in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin says, and like the Shidduch of Etzes in Zvachim Mem Zayin says. Meaning, why wouldn't you need a klisharis like you would expect in avoda? Right. I'm just saying. So, it seems like again the ones who are in denial are the Meiri, and also Tosas and Zvachim Sadi Zayin on Beis, which we already discussed, where you have a clear distinction, very clear distinction. Don't mix in Shkita Skulin and Shkitas Kadshim. We discussed already Tosas Sadi Zayin on Beis. They're really two completely different dinim. But if you don't hold that way, so we have to contend with this issue. The Rambam and the Rambams, we already discussed, are able to navigate evidence, we'll get back to them in a minute, because of their distinction between the Chatchila and B'dieved. The Rambam says, a Chatchila, you need a Klisharis. But B'dieved, you can get away with Shechita Schulin, and he uses even that language, as we discussed. The Ramban also, right? The Chatchila, you should use a Klisharis to be Mekadish the Dam. B'dieved, you can be Mekadish the Dam all, you know, exclusively through the Kabbalah. You don't need to do it through the Shkita. We already noted that the Rambam and Ramban are different in their emphasis. We'll get back to that point. And there may be Nafka Mina. I mentioned the Minchas Avraham suggestion about Marek, about the completion of the Shkita. But basically what the Rambam and Ramban are trying to do is to navigate the evidence, but in a more, I guess, you know, elegant way. In other words, true, Kadshim is different than the Chulin, but what our Gemara is telling us is the bottom B'dieved line. And the other Gemaras are telling us the Chatchila. Of course, you still have to deal with the conceptual problem, and namely, how do you even know that the B'dieved of Shechita Schulin is good enough for Kadshim? And also, how do you understand the Lachatchilas? We'll get back to that. I don't know if we'll explain it fully, but that's strange also. What is this idea of Lachatchila? Okay. But let's just go back to where we ended off last time, and that is, if we do take the simple reading of our Gemara, which is that Chulin and Kadshim are identical, and the requirements of Shechitas Kadshim can be defined by the requirements, by the more minimal requirements one would have thought would be minimal requirements of Shechitas Chulin, so there can be two ways to understand that. Okay. One way to understand that is that even in Kadshim, Shechita is either not an avoda, or to use Dovi's formulation, at least it's not comparable to the other avodos. Right? We wouldn't say it's not an avoda at all. We'll say it's a lesser avoda, right? And I think that's a good point. It's hard to know in the formulation how far to go with this. Now, if that is true, so obviously the connection to Ksheira Bazar becomes important, and that is explicit, as we said, in the Ritva. It's explicit in the Meiri, it's explicit in the Radvaz on the Rambam. It sounded initially that that's what the Ramban was trying to get at as well, right? But we're not sure whether the Ramban's comment about the Tzar is more of a practical one, namely, you know, he's going to take the Kli from his home, or it really is meant more conceptually. The Tosis Harash in Sota also says this idea, Shchita Ksher Bizar, and therefore it's not an Avoda. And we know in general that this idea of Shchita Ksher Bizar, and therefore it's not an Avoda, is the way that a bunch of Rishonim interpret that line in other places that it appears, right, in Zvachim Yidal and Mabes, and in Yoma and Beis Amin Aleph, there's Machlokas Rishonim, some interpret that it's based on the idea of Shchita Ksheira Bizar. Okay. So basically what we seem to be saying according to that perspective is, in Achanami we're making this comparison, it's legitimate because Shchita is either not an Avoda or a lesser kind of an Avoda. And this is of course explicated more fully by the Shidu Kubetzis and Memzayin Amin Aleph that we saw, the distinction between Belila and Shchita, and in light of Rabbi Yaakov Mor Elyon in Zvachim Yudalon Mebeis, Yuma Mebeis Amin Aleph, Elichai brought to my attention, just regarding Dodi's Ha'ara, which is, it's not an Avoda at all, or it's a more, you know, compromised Avoda, or lesser Avoda, that if you look carefully, the language of the, within Rabbi Yaakov Mor Elyon, is different as quoted in the different places, maybe leaving different impressions. Again, one place it says Shaveh, so that sounds like, you know, that it's not an avoda at all.
In Yuma, he says
Shaicha.
Right?
Or Noegafil Bechulet. And maybe Shitu Gebetza says Shaicha. Yeah. So I think it's a good point, meaning are we saying it's not an avoda, or are we saying that it's a lesser avoda? Perhaps it's related to those issues and to those questions. Elichai also brought another interesting makar to my attention, which I think is very nice, and we'll get to another expression of it in a minute, namely
Bali Atosos ala Torah.
Yeah.
And
Parshas Vayera. Yeah.
So they say it's called a ma'achalot specifically because the shechita allows for the heter achila.
Right. So again, that's a very nice point. In that, again, it links Shchita's Kadshim to Shchita, to the source, really, of Shchita's Chulin, which I think is an interesting idea. As it happens, and I'm not sure if it was Elichai or somebody else after this year, asked me about Ola and whether it's Matur Nachila. Oh, Joe asked me. So I said, well, you know, what are you going to say about, right, we were discussing whether the Heter Achila, right, has anything to do with Shchita's Kadshim. And whether Ola is Achilas on his Beach, does it matter? And I was saying, well, there's no difference between Shkitas Ola and Shkitas Chatas or Shlamim. But it just so happens, I was again looking through in the Chidushi Agriz, I was looking through the piece in Sota. This is the last one of these volumes, I think, that they put out. They redid, used to be the stencils that you could barely read. It was always so charming to try to decipher them, but. Anyways, now they also found, I guess, a new material, so they put out another Madura and Sota. So in the end, they also have Simanim, I guess, initial Simanim. So I just have to look through it, and found that a little piece, very few lines, Simin Lamed Zayin, B'din Shchitas Korban Chakar Agriz, Imu Oso Din Shchita Dechulin, Da'idea Shchita Hutar La'chilas Mizbeach Upaka Minei Isur Deveila, exactly the way Joe wanted to say it, and very much in keeping with Elichai's Balei Tosas ala Torah. Odilma b'shchitas kachim hava kechelak me'avodas ha-karban kizrika v'shayni m'shchita the alma, which is basically the question that we've been dealing with, which is obviously the discussion of the Rishonim, how to interpret shchita in the avoda and the role of chulin. But I just thought what was particularly interesting, number one, was the formulation. Especially in conjunction with his with that Balei Tosas ala Torah. Okay. So the interesting thing is that in the end, Rav Elul says in this little piece, the Mihamat Sino Bimea Miluim, Shita Bakarbanos, Muchach Shiny Shita the Karban, the Hava Voda Vidin Bakarban. The Bimea Miluim Adaimlo Nemra Parsha Shita Lahatir Mide Nevela. Okay, that's an interesting point. So what he's saying is, no, the Shechita of Kadshim, Lechud, the Shechita of Chulin, Lechud, the Parsha of Miluim indicates that. So that's, of course, an interesting Ha'ara. And that is consistent with, you know, Tosas in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin and the Shita Mekubetzes on Mem Zayin, where Shita Mekubetzes is saying that, not Shita Mekubetzes, Tosas on Tzadi Zayin. I'm sorry. Okay. But we'll get back to this in just a second. Of course, the other possibility is that despite the raya from Miluim, that they really are connected completely, because the equation between them is not that Shkitas Kodshim is derived from Shkitas Chulin, and it's just a din of being Motzi Midei Nevela and being Matir Achila, or in this case Achilas HaMizbeach, but the opposite, it's a din of Kasher Tzivisicha, that Shkitas Chulin comes from Shkitas Kodshim. So then they would still be equated fully, and the Raya from the Miluim would just tell us what we've already seen other Rayas for, which is that Chulin is co-opting an aspect of Kodshim. Okay, so that's where I would maybe take issue. I think the formulation is very interesting. In any case, if we take this view, so then it it opens up a whole series of issues, as I alluded to the other day. We're not going to pursue them so much in a moment, but the question of, I mentioned Smol and Laila and Yoshev, and the question of the Big Day Kahuna for a Kohen, which we'll get back to that. We will get back to in a minute, and whether you need a Kiddush Adayim Baraglayim. In other words, if it's really true, this is a broader issue of Shechita, Ksheira Bazar, Shechita Eina Avoda, because of Ksheira Bazar, or because of, you know, De'isa Kimoso, or Shaychebe B'chulin. So how far do you push this with respect to Shechita Eina Avoda? The other part of it is, that's the other part that's very closely connected, of course, is so I think that the Machela, the issue of Machelas and Ravel will also fit in very nicely with this. But the other side of it is that it's undeniable that Shechita plays a crucial part in the Kodshim Hakrava aspect of a Korban. As we discussed in the beginning of the year, in some respects, its role is even more central than the other Avodos. Right? We mentioned the Mishnah Matzah reading of the Rambam, that the Mishnah Zvachim Memvav on the base, which talks about six types of Lishmas that may be only required in Shechita. Right? But even if you don't hold that, no one's going to deny that Pigol and Lishma, that these dinim certainly apply to all four avodos. That's the whole beginning of Zvachim and the whole beginning of Menachos, right? Establishes that, you know, Lishma and Pigol apply to all the avodos, Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. So it's very difficult to explain on the one hand that Shechita is Eina Avoda, right, especially if you expand it. And by the way, when I mentioned some of the nafkaminas and things to look into, I think I should just add one other, you know, qualifying explanation, and that is the issue is twofold. Number one, whether we find that these requirements of avoda apply to shechita, that's one issue. And where you find discrepancies, so then obviously that would at least initially point in shechita being ein avoda in a broader sense. But in some cases, it's even where the halachas apply, the question, do you need separately mudim as opposed to the regular din, which is just standard for the requirements of kodshim. So even if the same halacha applies, but you need a separate makar, it could be that it's to override shechita eina avoda. So either it's a gili milsa that shechita is an avoda, so, or it means that afal pichein, these halachos apply for other reasons. Now, the reasons that they also might apply works into my next point, which is, so what do you do with Pigol and Lishma and all of that? That's a serious, serious problem. Ad kedei kach, I didn't get a chance to look at it, but Yosef mentioned to me that he saw in the Chazon Yecheskel, Yosef? Yeah. In other words, basically, the Rabbi Cheskel Bramsky was trying to downplay. I didn't get a chance to look at it. Where is it again?
In
Zvachim Gimel Aleph. Okay. So he's trying to downplay the significance of Rabbi Yaakov from early on because he's so bothered by the undeniable kadshim role of Shechita. Okay. But I think that there are other ways to answer, you know, the problem. In particular, I think they say in the name of Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim was mechalek between two different issues. One is the avoda itself. So each of the arba avodas is a separate entity with its own integrity and rules and so on. And each one you have the right to ask, is it an avoda, is it kshera bizar, you know, and so on, and so forth. Right? As we know, the Gemara has a discussion about halacha, because halacha is not vital, you can get it without halacha, right? So, and there are different dinim. I mean, shechita has things to recommend it, you know, and zrika in particular has many things to recommend it, you know, as being the ikar, you know, avoda, the mechaper. So the point is, if you look at each avoda separately, and especially as a maisa gabra, as a pu'ula, so then the question is, each one, is it an avoda, is it not avoda? But mitzara karban, and as a part of the process of hakrava, it's undeniable that shechita is part of hakrava. And as such, it's not only part of hakrava, one could say it is the initiating step of hakrava, it's the tone-setting step of hakrava. And from that point of view, it's even more prominent than the other aspects of the hakrava. Moreover, we'll soon see that that it's very possible that shechita really defines the karban as a karban, which is also one of the reasons that it's called a zebach, probably. And that has nothing to do with it being an avoda in the technical sense. Again, the maisa being an avoda, it has to do with the fact that it's nishkat and that it's part of the process of hakrava. So there may be two different dinim, one having to do with the hakrava and the chefta shel karba, and the other having to do with the maisa shechita, especially the role of the gavra in doing that, which is why zar becomes an issue. And the questions of pigul and lishma, etc., therefore can be separated from, and in some cases you may even get a more acute contribution or more acute requirements of shechita, being that it is the tchilas ha-hakrava, from that point of view of other karba, of the process of karba. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Is there any way to explain why, in terms of the mitzvah of gavra, why something could be an avoda and something wouldn't?
I'm sorry?
Is there any way to explain why something would, meaning if shechita is really that tone setting, why wouldn't it be an avoda?
Well, I still think we have the right, I mean, my theory would be because, you know, again, it has to do with the shechita kshera bizar and the role of chulin, but in the other direction. Right. But otherwise, I mean, I think, you know, probably we could speculate. But I think the fact that it's kshera bizar, again, whether that's the cause or that's the, you know, that reflects the characteristic, and the same thing with the parallel of the chulin, definitely have a lot to do with it. But beyond that, I'm not. We're mostly reconstructing evidence backwards.
Yeah. Just in terms of the chulin, we're just making some rabbis relating to all the beginning of Svachim, Dinim, that these are all.
No, I'm saying the dinim of pigul and shlishma, etc., are dinim in the hakrava. They're dinim in the process of hakrava. Okay. That's why they do apply to shechita. As far as the actual maisa shechita is concerned, that's not, according to some views, that's not considered an avoda. That's why it's shera bizar. Mitzara gabra, who does it? Right? With what implements do you do it? As far as that is concerned, as an act, as an isolated act, right? And this is where you have four separate avodos. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika.
To the extent of whatever dinim are required to establish us of the Korban.
Right, exactly. It's part of the process of the total process from beginning to end of Akravas HaKorban. From that point of view, it's certainly an avoda. But as a standalone Maisa, done by an individual at a certain point with a certain implement, etc., as far as those things are concerned, it's not. I think they say that in the name of Reb Chaim. I didn't make that up, but I think makes a lot of sense. It fits the evidence. Now, this idea of the equation between the two can also be understood in the opposite direction, and that's obviously my, you know, my personal favorite way of saying it. Not the way that that Chita Mikovetzes in Zvachim and Yaakov Marlion are saying it, but in the other direction. And that, of course, based on the things that we've already seen, namely the rush in Ksubis, Zayin Amid Beis, namely the impact of the Kadshim on the chulin rather than the impact of the chulin on the kadshim. It being implicit that shchitas chulin is from the world of kadshim. As we say, the truth is the first shchita is the shchita of the akedah, which the Gemara says in Zvachim is kadshim. And then we have Shemos, right, where we have Korban Pesach, where Shechita is unbelievably prominent, and that's why the Rambam counts it in Minyan HaMitzvos, etc. And we discussed already the role of Shechita in Korban Pesach. And then you have Vayikra, right, beginning of the Parsha of Karbanos. And if you want to talk about historically, we can throw in the Grizz's Ha'ara about the Miluim. And then, you know, to add to that, we have, I say, the Rush, in Ksuva Zayin Amud Beis. And we have the Riyah Nagid in Sefer HaMitzvos. And we have the solution to the problem of the Re'im Palat. You know, we make a bracha because in the Midbar, they made a bracha for Kadshim and it wasn't connected to Nevela. But then his question, which was, we're not in the Midbar anymore. So if we dismiss that, namely, it's true we're not in the Midbar, but the historical unfolding of the process reflects, you know, where Shechitas Chulin came from. It came from Kadshim. That's what happened when they came into Eretz Yisrael. They did this, you know, maneuver. We're upgrading Achilas Chulin, and in order to do that, we might end up having to downgrade a little bit, you know, the role of Shechita as vis-a-vis, because by taking away its exclusiveness, we may have downgraded it vis-a-vis Holacha and Kabbalah and Zrika. So the whole Re'ibn Palat story. Most important, the Kasher Tzivisicha of the Sifrei and the Ramban, or the Vizavachta of the Rambam. And even the fact that it says Vizavachta, I would say, the Pasuk says, maybe that's what the Rambam meant to say for mitzvahs. Instead of saying Vishachat, it says Vizavachta. It's interesting, actually. I hadn't thought of this before, but in Kadshim, in Vayikra, the Vishan, and Shmos, it's, you know, they emphasize Vishachat in the Kadshim context. And in Chulin, you know, Dafka, the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh, we're actually told of Zavachta. So I don't know whether that, you know, that's just, you know, coincidence. Not at least not coincidence, but I don't know whether this is the right explanation. But according to my suggestion, which is that basically we want to bring Zavachta into Chulin. You know, I haven't seen it. It might be crazy, but we want to bring Zavachta into Chulin, and we want to, you know, the Shachatata to Kadshim. I think it works out nicely. Anyways, maybe. Oh, so I think this works out in our sugya too a little bit for the following reason. This is more speculative also. According to the other Rishonim, right? So, I mean, there's a group of Rishonim who say you need a klishares for Shchitas Kadshim. Correct? But they have to then navigate our sugya. And when they have to navigate our sugya, right? So they have to say, Daniel, what do they have to say? No. How are you going to read our Gemara? If you need klishares, what do the Bali Tosa say? I don't know. Okay, Daniel, behind you?
You
make a cane kli, but that's not going to help you for klishares. That just means it's a kli. Right, I'm saying the ones who say you need a klisharis.
So they say
you're missing one. You know it, but you're missing one step. Dovi?
Well, he says that
is okay. Exactly. You said what? Yeah, kliates. Yeah. No, the sugin sukkah, right? Machlokas Rebbe in the, well, the Rambam says only Kli Mateches.
Right,
I'm talking about this, for the moment I'm talking about the shitas within Bali Tosis that say that you really require a Kli Sharis. Not just a Kli, but a Kli Sharis. Or for example, Rashi. Right, Rashi in Sota, in both places, right, Vav Amud Beis and Yudalad Amud Beis, in both places says,
The use makes it into
that you need a klisharis, a real klisharis. Again, Rashi's talking about kadshim, but how you read our Gemara. So if you look at the Tosas Shans there, and the Tosas in other places, our Tosas in other places, so they say, Ilchanami, this Gemara in Chulin is according to the Mandamar who's cholek with Rabbi and who holds that a kli eitz can be a kli sharis. Now, the question I'm asking is, and this I don't know, I'm just asking. So, do you need, which means basically that according to Rabbi, right? According to Rabbi, our Gemara in Chulin technically would be wrong. Would it only be wrong as far as Kadshim, or would it also be wrong as far as Chulin? Now, according to Rebbe, according to those who think that you need a klishares in Kadshim, but in the reading of our Gemara, so is the Mishnah on Tezva, is it just wrong to quote the Mishnah on Tezvav with Beis and that whole sugya, because since that implies kliates and you really require klishares for Kadshim, so it's just totally inaccurate and you just can't quote that? That's a little strange, because, as I say, there's a bit. The quoting of the Mishnah on Tezvav isn't just because it happens to fit into the rules of Kadshim. It sounds like what we're saying is what's minimally acceptable in Chulin is okay for Kadshim. So I'm speculating, but what I'm suggesting is it possible that according to that whole group of Rishonim, maybe that's why it wasn't so appealing to so many Rishonim, but we're talking about definitely a bunch of Bali Tosis who say it explicitly, that the sugya here is according to the Cholek Neged Rebbe, who holds that Kliates can be Klishares. So does that mean that according to, if Rebbe were here, and he holds that Klishares cannot be from Eitz, would he also say that the Mishnah on Tezvav about Chulin was wrong too? And that you require mataches. You don't require an actual klishares for shkitas chulin, but you require kli sheroi leklishares for chulin. I don't think that's so unreasonable to conclude based on the textual evidence of the way the Rishonim are learning the sugyas. Let me explain. Logically, that seems very peculiar. In shkitas chulin, why should we care that you're using a kli which is roi leklishares? In Chulin, there's only one category, right? Kli or no Kli. There's no Kli Shares b'Chulin. And maybe that's correct. Maybe all the Rishonim are saying is vis-a-vis the link, and you can only make this link between Chulin and Kadshim because you hold that in Kadshim, Eitz can be a Kli Shares. Maybe that's really all they hold. None of them say it explicitly, what I'm suggesting. But I'm just pointing out that it's textually peculiar. Because our Gemara, then you're saying the only reason that we're quoting a Mishnah about Chulin is because it happens to fit in. So don't say it happens to fit in. Just say you don't need. Just say all you need a klisharis, but Eitz is a klisharis. You should really be quoting the Rebbe and the Chachamim. You shouldn't be quoting the Mishnah on Tezvav if you really mean to say that indeed there the fate of just one more second, the fate of Kli Chulin and Kli Kadshim are intertwined. That's a given. That we see from our Gemara without any kind of debate. Namely, whatever is going to work in Chulin is going to work in Kadshim. Whatever you need in Kadshim, you need in Chulin. And still you're saying that it depends on Rebbe and the Chachamim. So then implicitly, it sounds to me like you're saying that a klishares is required, or the something that has the potential to be a klishares, namely mateches, is required in Shchitas, Chulin. In Halacha, we may not pask in that way. But that would be sensational, because it would basically say we are borrowing from the world. It says v'zavachta, right? Like my diuk a second ago. Yeah.
The Bach from the Torah says you need to come out of
the Yeah? Oh, wow. What?
The Chathila, but it says because of Kachin, therefore you need a...
Really? That is so interesting. Okay. Good for the Bach. You know, if I had to guess, like who would say this? The Bach would have been on my top... 5 or 6 days. But it's particularly interesting for a different reason, in light of the other Bach. Right? Can I just remind everybody, the Bach that said in the beginning of the year, why don't we say Kasher Tzivisicha means Kadshim? So we were shocked by that Bach, because, what do you mean? Didn't he see the Sifrei? Didn't he see the Ramban Ala Torah? That's exactly what they do say. But then the Bach said, I like to say that, but I guess you can't do it, because after all, there's a discrepancy of Tzricha Kavana and Tzricha Kavana. So they have to be Ha'ilechu Dekai v'Ha'ilechu Dekai. But you see that the Bach likes the connection between Shechitas Kachem and Shechitas Kulin, and here's where it. Okay, thank you very much. Which siman is it? In the siman of. Siman Vav. Okay, excellent. Let's put that down. Yeah.
The Gemara in Sota has a hatmin at the end that creates chashugan had a value, maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe you could use that svara for the Mishnah.
I mean, even though it would be eights, would be okay, but if it's because it would be eights chashuvah.
Yeah.
If you held that way for Bilsa Rebuda. But the Pashas, I think, will hold, you know, it sounds like our Bilsa Rebuda really holds.
Yeah, it's
but I hear. And we have something similar to that in the Ritva here also.
It's not necessarily black and white.
Right. I mean, Donnie's saying is very correct, too, and that is another way to look at all this. Is to say, well, even if we paskin that a klisharis is required, the other direction, so even if a klisharis is required for shkitas kachim, the fact that eights would be enough for shkitas chulin doesn't mean that we're turning our back on the klisharis idea. We're just saying that, you know, a lower level klisharis type might be enough. That's what you want to say.
Yeah.
And the truth is that kind of is what the. I mean, it's easy to say that based on the Chidush Eran and the Ritva in our Sugya. Both of whom are saying that basically you require a cliche, but they're saying it's kachim. You require klishares in kachim, right? But you can get away with the eights type because according to the Ritva, you're doing less with it. And according to the Ran, because it's a lower level of Oda, Bahari, it's Ksheir Bazaar. So if you want to say, oh, that may not be true in the kachim at all, but at least it's true on the Chulin side. So the Ran and the Ritva would also reinforce that idea. Very good. But the Bach is sensational. And it is sensational that he says it. And it works very, very nicely with that other one, with the Havamina. But I say, to me, even though logically it's spectacular, textually, that would seem to be the implication of reading our Gemara, of saying that the Sugya is Alman Damar of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So, Jason, your question?
Maybe you could just explain it to in terms of what we just said in Chaim, that when you can't compare.
I'm not bothered by the Bach. I'm just saying it's interesting. And I actually, I think there's more connection than there is division. Because he likes the idea. He's just saying, well, there's a discrepancy. When I first raised it in the beginning of the year, so I said, well, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, there's still Dine Kodshim, you know, which are different than Dine Chulim in the actual process. And I think that's what you're saying as well. And forget about the Avoda and the Maisa, you know, in isolation, but the fact is that it's also in kachim, in the context of kachim, it's also part of a process of producing a zebach. And from that point of view, you need kavana. So of course there are going to be discrepancies. 100%. I think that is true. Okay. So as I say, we have, I think we can build a strong case. And in light of that, I just wanted to say about this, again, the griz, you know, the raya from, you know, the luim, etc. So everything would be turned on its head. In Achanami, the Shechitas Kulin, Shechitas Kachim are the same, but not because Ikar Shechitas Kulin, you know, is impacts on Shechitas Kachim, and it's all about, you know, the Nevela and the Achilas HaMizbeach. But on the contrary, like we were Medayik and the Rambam also about the Lepikach, if it wasn't for the fact that there was a mitzvah Lechiv of Shechita, right, that there may not be any Sur Nevela, or we would define the Sur Nevela differently, and that would be the answer. So the fact that what he's trying to prove, the Griz, is, well, Shechitas Kachim was out there long before Shechitas Chulin was, you know, was formulated. That's part of the Kasher Tzivi Sichan and all the other rayas that we brought. So I think that works out very nicely. Good. Next. A middle possibility, and this goes with what we were just talking about, Jason Sahara as well, is just to get back to Kachim for the moment, and that is that maybe within Kachim itself there is some flexibility, especially if there's a link, especially if you make the distinctions that we were talking about before. Now, the Rambam has this view that l'chadchila klishares, right, and b'di'eved you can get away with shchitas chulin even in Kachim. Again, it's interesting in light of the Bach that you just told me, which is l'chadchila in chulin you should treat it like Kachim, and b'di'eved you can get away with without it. Also works nice. Okay. So what is this idea of the Rambam that there's a lechatchila and a b'diyev? So as we pointed out, the Ramban has something parallel, but there seems to be an important difference. In the Ramban, it's about Kiddush Adam. The Ramban is basically saying that Kiddush Adam can take place in two ways. One, through the Shechita, through a Kli Sha'aretz. And the other one, if you don't do it that way, through the Kabbalah Sadam. Okay, so you prefer to have it earlier than later. Again, the dynamics of that, I think, are need to be clarified. I'm not sure if they can be so well, but we'll take a shot at it in a couple of minutes, or a little bit of it anyway. Why do we care when and how many times? I mean, either way, you're going to need Kabbalah Sadam, after the Shechita B'Kli Sha'aretz. So that's just because of that. That's the Maisa of Kabbalah Sadam. That's a different story. But it's not a din of Kiddush at that point. Or is the point that you need two Kiddushes rather than one? Is it a question of the timing of the Kiddush for the Ramban? That's what I'm asking. Earlier or later, or Ayidei Sakin as opposed to Bekli? Or is it the point that you'd rather have two separate actions of Kiddush Adam rather than one? It's really just not so clear. I mean, the truth is that the Ramban says he gets his position from Sugya in Sota. One second. Below Nehira, Shasakinim Kli Sha'aretz Ein Visal Kadai Deklaboi Kli Sha'aretz Beshkita Hechasakinim Kedoshim Umekadshim Elahein Tama Mishum Desakin Lamai Asi Lekadshe Ledam. The tzavar behema, but even the hadar mekadosh lo bekli shares, the kabbalah b'diavad leislan ba. Hachimash nami mashma parakai maybe b'masechet sota. What's the raya from masechet sota? And this is part of the problem. If you look at the gemara in sota, Dani, what did you get from sota? You dug into this? Gemara sits on mincha. Really, some of Minchas Sota originally. Do you remember it or not? The raya from Ben. Yeah, the Ishak of Atari there. What is Sota to Yudal Nubay is talking about? The what? Yeah, good. So the Mishnah says, you bring Minchas Sota and not in the metal kli, but the regular one. Normally, you would bring the Sota to the Beis HaMikdash, you'd bring the Mincha, the Beis HaMikdash in a Kli, okay, and then after that you do your Mekadesh, the Mincha in a Kli, right? You take it out of the Kli, in other words, and you do the Kmitza, and then you put the Kmitza back in a Kli, or Maktir, the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, also from a Kli. So the Gemara asks a question, there, remember? Gemara says, Yehuda?
It's already been Mekadesh. Right?
What's the point of a second Kiddush?
Compares it back to Dam, whereby Dam also Shechita.
So the Gemara says it's exactly, it doesn't answer, it doesn't explain it, but it says we have this phenomenon in Dam, namely there's the Sakin, which is Mekadesh, the Dam, B'tzabar HaBehema. And then there's a Kabbalah B'Kli. So you see, you need two Kabbalahs, so too in Menachos, you need two Kabbalahs. That's what the Gemara says in Sota. Okay. So is that a raya for the Ramban or Yehuda? For the Ramban or against the Ramban? Ramban quotes that Gemara as a raya.
Well, you could say that the cases are different because by Mincha, there's a toch. There's a real, there's a toch.
Okay.
Whereas by Shechita, there's not.
Okay, that could be. That's a good point. We'll get to that point in a couple of minutes. That's the point that's made in the Gemara in Menachos, right? Ayin Chesed Beis. But what I'm saying is, would you quote, if you were the Ramban and you were trying to, I guess it depends which point of the Ramban. If you were the Ramban, would you want to quote Sota or would you not want to quote Sota? Or would you have ambivalent feelings
really
about it?
It proves that the first Kiddush is L'chachila.
Does or doesn't?
If it does.
The question is, does it prove, maybe it proves that it's also B'diavad.
Right. That's a problem.
So the Ramban has ambivalent feelings about Sota Yadal and Amabes. Because on the one hand, it proves the Ramban's point that you need Kiddush Adam. And we'll get back to that in just a second, because maybe there's some other way to read or to understand that Gemara, or maybe that Gemara would be problematic if we understood the whole process in a little different way, which we'll get to in a second. So for the Ramban, Sotu Yadalot on Beis is a linchpin in that it is that it seems to be the most explicit source that Sakan Shel Shechita is Mekadesh the Dam. Great. However, and that's crucial to the Ramban. That explains his Lechatchila that you would require a Sakan Klishares for purposes of Kiddush Adam. That's to be contrasted one second with the Rambam, who doesn't say anything about Kiddush Adam. He just says, L'chatchila, you should do the avoda of Shechita b'klisharis. Right? In theory, klisharis can really serve at least two purposes. The Achronim point this out in the sugya, but it's obvious, and they point that elsewhere as well. One is, if you need to be mekadesh cheftza. So the toch of a klisharis is mekadesh cheftza. That's one aspect. And there's another aspect, and that is that the working utensils of the mikdash, all things being equal, are klisharis. Right? So even if you don't need the toch of a klisharis, the base kibble of a klisharis, to be mekadesh, whatever's put in it, that when you're doing an avoda, you should be doing it, presumably, the klishar. When some of the Bali Tosas, when Shitma Kubetzes and Tosas Vachem Tzadizayinu Beis speak about the requirement of klisharis in Sakin, they're talking about, well, it's an avoda, it should require klisharis. They don't mention Kiddush Adam. The Ramban is focusing on Kiddush Adam, meaning he's focusing on klisharis' impact on the dam itself. So Sota, Yudalot Amud Beis, is a good thing to quote for the Ramban because it establishes this idea more than any other sugya. I'll explain why in a minute, both linguistically and substantively, more than any other sugya, that there's a notion that the Sakin is Mekadesh Es Hadam. So if the Ramban wants to explain the Chatchila of Klishares, not as a din in Avoda like the Rambam, but as a din in Kiddush Adam, Sota is the place to go. However, what about the Bidiyaved? Because the Ramban is explaining to navigate the sugya, the Ramban is saying the Bidiyaved, you can get away with one Kiddush, Kabbalah's Kli. How do you read the Gemara in Sota? The Gemara says, well, why do you need two Kiddushes in Mincha? The answer is, because we have that parallel in Dam, in Behema. But in Behema, it's only L'chatchila. So the Ramban may answer, fine, but, you know, maybe it's Bidiyaved in Mincha, but the point is, whatever it accomplishes L'chatchila, whatever theme is accomplished by the two Kiddushes L'chatchila in Shechitas Behema, in Hakravas Behema, is what we're trying to explain is the function of Mincha. And maybe in Mincha, you don't have the luxury of getting away without it L'chatchila. I'm just pointing out that Sota, Yudal Rambeis, for the Rambam, in Ramban, isn't so easy. On the one hand, it's very crucial. On the other hand, it raises questions about the Bidiyaved, not questions that can't be resolved, but questions that need to be looked at. And that's why I said before, what is this L'chatchila in Bidiyaved? Is the L'chatchila in Bidiyaved that... So is L'chatchila in Bidiyaved is that Bidiyaved, you can get away with one, even though L'chatchila, you need two, so then I think it's a more of a problem in Mincha, because in Mincha, we're trying to prove that you need two. If the real point is, just one more second, that in Zebach, the Kabbalah, the Klishares, can accomplish both, even though you'd prefer either to do it earlier or to have it in two different stages, so then maybe we can understand that in Mincha, that's we're still proving in Mincha that there are two. And maybe in Mincha you can't do both, because maybe the change from the Kmitza till post-Kmitza doesn't allow to accomplish the same thing. Again, the details of that, why that would be, those are Menachos issues, and even then they're cloudy, and we won't go further into that for the moment. Okay, so that would be the perspective of the Ramban. There was a question, yeah.
Can we say that it's exactly the comparison between Sota and regular Mincha that is his proof? Saying that the fact that in Sota you need the Kfifa Mitzvah originally and then later on you use the Kishare.
Right.
But
that's in the first stage. When the Gemara at that point is talking about what would be the equivalent of stages 2 and 3. In other words, the Hava, I'll get to that in a second, but the Hava of the Mincha Sota to the Mikdash is different than the Hava of a regular Mincha.
Right.
But then, beyond that, but that doesn't necessarily require Klishares at all, right? Because it's brought from outside of the Mikdash, inside of the Mikdash. Then you need a klisharis for two functions of mincha in the Azara. And then the Gemara says, well, why do you need those two? And then they bring the raya from down. So it doesn't appear that the connection is to the first stage, but to the second and the third, to the ones that you really require klisharis for. Okay. There's another question, or we're okay? Good. Okay, so let's get back to this point. So the lechatchila of the Ramban and the b'di'evet of the Ramban, that's what I want to explain, is something that has to do with Kiddush Adam and this question of two Kiddushes, and it's also a question of whether or not Kabbalah b'klishares is b'di'evet one or is accomplished both at the same time, and so on. The questions that we've raised are the questions of the Ramban. But for the Rambam in particular, it doesn't seem like that's what's going on here. It seems like this has nothing to do with Kiddush Adam. It has to do with, it's better to do the Avoda b'klishares than not to do it. Mandakar Shemei, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Kiddush Adam. So the Rambam's L'chadchila seems to be different than the Ramban's L'chadchila. Just as Milchas Avraham had pointed out, you know, there could be really nafkamina in terms of, again, for the Ramban, the whole point is you'd prefer to have the Kiddush through the Sakin. And therefore it's about the Kiddush. So for example, once you have been Mekadesh the Dam, let's say by shechting the rove of both Simanim, we wouldn't care after the bat. But for the Rambam, if it's about the Avoda of Shechita, I think as he correctly points out, so it's not about Kiddush Adam, so then even the completion of the Shechita might very well come under the rubric of the Sechatki. But how do we understand this idea of the Rambam? That, you know, b'di'eved, you don't have to treat it as a maisa avoda in a way, even though, as we explained, mitzvah korban and hakrava, it is part, of course. But l'chatchila, you should. So is this telling us that basically there's a certain flexibility in shchita? On the one hand, shchita k'shera bizar and shchita isa b'chulin. But if you want to upgrade the way that you relate to shchita and you want to try to upgrade it to the equivalent of, or close to the equivalent of, here Dovi might want to, you know, Dovi's a moderate guy, so you know, he doesn't want Shechita to lose its avoda status completely. Where did Dovi go? I said he's a moderate guy, and he's not even here. Okay. Well, you know, you'll convey my best wishes to him when he comes back. So they, you know, he doesn't want to lose Shechita as an avoda completely on the way down. And even if we say that there's a kiyum avoda, you can make Shechita into an avoda on the way up, it still might be less than the ones that require that we treat it that way. But either way, that might be the idea in the Rambam. So this idea that there could be a kiyum and klishares, oh, it's good to see you. Okay. That there could be a kiyum and klishares, you know, you have a lot to catch up on. There could be a kiyum and klishares in the avoda. It could have significance in other issues as well. Namely, what about the other issues that I mentioned? Let's say, other requirements of avoda for the other three stages. Would they lechatchila ever apply to shechita? So this is a discussion and a bunch of issues. I just want to mention a few very, very quickly. Okay. Number one, I told you to look at the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph. This is like a very celebrated discussion in the Achronim. Right, the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Aleph on the base talks about, you know, Shmuel and Eli, and Shmuel was Mechadesh, that, you know, Shitas Ksher Bizar, and they said, oh, but he was Mor Halacha Shalom B'Shnei Rabo. So the Achronim is a very famous question in the Achronim. They ask, what do you mean he was Mor Halacha B'Shnei Rabbo? It's very crucial. Nafkamina lahalacha. It's, you know, the makom sheish chilul Hashem ein cholkin kavod l'rav. Because if you hold that shchita is kshera bizarre, so basically you're saying that shchita is not an avoda. And if shchita is not an avoda, then let's say a kohen did the shchita and he was wearing big day kahuna. That might be a problem. Machlokus in the Rambam, there seems to be a machlokus in the Rambam, the Ravid, whether wearing big day kahuna shelo b'shas avoda isn't a problem of kilayim, because there's kilayim in the big day kahuna. So if you're doing it b'shas avoda, that's fine. But what about shelo b'shas avoda? Rambam seems to say that a Kohen Hedjot at least, Shelo B'Shas Avoda, cannot be wearing his Bigdei Kahuna. So let's say you're doing Shechita. Shechita doesn't require Bigdei Kahuna, because even a Zahar could do it. But let's say the Kohen is doing the Shechita of the Bigdei Kahuna. Would that be a violation of Kelayim? That's a famous question. Many Achronim ask that question. And if that's the case, then what do you mean, Mora Halacha B'Fnei Rabo? So I think some Achronim give the answer, and that is, even though you don't need a Kohen for Shechita, right? But if a Kohen is Shochet, maybe doing so but Big Day Kahuna is a Kiyum in Avoda. Which is exactly what we're talking about. In other words, can you choose to treat the Shechita all your day Kohen close to the way that you're choosing, as opposed to the way that you are obligated to treat Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, in which case there wouldn't be a problem of Big Day Kahuna in this sense. That's one issue. Another issue. Is there a lechatchila of Kohen at all? So the Ritva in Yuma, and Daf Chafei, says, well, the pious that they, you know, they made a pious to figure out the lottery, who's going to, you know, who's going to get what. So the Shechita was part of the pious. But Shechita's Ksher Bazar. So the Ritva says, you see from here, that lechatchila, it's better to do it with a Kohen. So that idea that lechatchila, the avoda should be done by Kohen is very relevant to what we're discussing. We already had this. I mean, the Yavatz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Heoros to the Rush, if you recall, when we were talking about Nashim. So he said, well, maybe one of the problems of Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, one of the problems of Nashim in Shechita, is that lechatchila should be Al Yidei Kohen. Or the problem of Zar. We discussed it then. That's based on this Ritva, that there's a pious in Kahuna for Shechita. Okay. Point is, Shechita Ksheira Bazar, but if you want to treat it as an Avoda, there is some potential there. On the other hand, the Gemara does seem to say that there's no Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, even for a Kohen, that's also the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Kaf Hei. We had the Vesheva Kohen, right, who brought it to my attention? Willie, right? Quoted by the Achiezer, who said that in the Midbar, Shechita wasn't Ksheira Bazar. That's an important idea. I also mentioned in the beginning of the year that there's some discussion about the power Kohen got on Yom Kippur, right? That has to be shechted by the Kohen, whether that's only a din bailus, like Tosis saying Yavamos, or it's a din in an exception to Shechita Ksheira Bazar, which Tosa seems to say in Yoma. I mentioned then that the Rebbe has a piece on that, discusses it in terms of the Yerushalmi. What about the El Ha'am, where there's also a din that it's not kosher bazaar? The fact that there could be some karbonos, but let me explain clearly. If it's not a bailus issue, but from a hakrava, karbon point of view, there are some karbonos in which Shechita is not ksher bazaar, right? So you could say, well, that's a special din in those karbonos. Or it may show that at least there is a chalos of avoda shel shechita b'kohen. In some cases, we demand it. And in other cases, maybe it's an optional, but a significant chalos. So where it might apply might also be an issue. Okay. This question comes up in one other context, which is very, very important. And that is a discussion in the Achronim, based originally on Rashi and Yavamos. Rashi and Yavamos, Aflamid, Gimel Amid Beis, seems to say that when you have to be makriv, let's say on Shabbos, so you have to be makriv a korban tzibur. So does it make a difference whether the shechita is done by a zar or by a kohen? So Rashi seems to say, from the zaru's point of view, shechita ksher bazar. So from the zaru's point of view, it doesn't matter whether it's Shabbos or it's chol. But in terms of being Doche Shabbos, it sounds like there might be a difference. That's what the Rashash was Medayik in Rashi. This is again a very famous, a lot of Achronim speak about this issue. Beis Halevi has a whole piece on it in Chelek Beis Simen Tes. Beis Halevi has a whole discussion. Beis Halevi has a discussion whether you should be Mechalek maybe between Korban Pesach on Shabbos and other karbanos that are karbanos tzibur. Karbanos tzibur, maybe the real chiyuv is on the kohanim. So even though shechita ksheira bizar, but maybe only a kohen is allowed to function to be docha as a Shabbos. It's their chiyuv. Hashem ke korban pesach, which is a chiyuv on kol yachid v'yachid, so then every individual could shecht his own korban pesach, even if the shechita had to take place in that way. Point is, again, these could be other issues. It could be issue, you know, upon whom is the chiyuv, is it on the mikdash, or therefore the mesharseh mikdash. But it also is possible that what we're dealing with is also the question whether or not there is a chalos of treating shechita as an act of kahuna and avoda in this way. And maybe that has to do with the Rambam in our sugya as well. Okay. Good. I hope good. Okay. However, I think there's another way to explain the matter, not so much Yitzhak Rambam, but in general. That is as follows. What do you do with the Gemara in Gemara in Sota? Sukkah's Kliyates. What do you do with the Gemara in Sota and with the Gemara in Menachos, Tafayin Chesum and Beis, the ones that tell us this quote, if you really hold that you don't need a klisharis, maybe you don't even need a kli. What do you do with that Gemara? The truth is, even if you hold that you do need a klisharis, what do you do with the Gemara in Sota, which sounds like the requirement of klisharis is specifically connected to kiddush adam? And the Ram doesn't seem to connect it to that. So what do you do with that Gemara? And it's not like the Rishonim don't know that Gemara. I mean, they quote it very prominently. So here, there's a whole, again, a consensus that emerges, I think, from a number of Achronim. It's often quoted in the name of, again, Chidush HaGriz. And he has it in his in the stencils in Sota, Yudalot Amud Beis, they have it extensively, but also in other places, Menachos Yudalot Amud Beis in the stencils. There is Medayik, that seems to be the language of Rashi, I'll explain in a minute. So Menachos Yudalot Amud Beis, Menachos Tezayin Amud Beis, in a number of places. Mipia Shmua, I'm told that the Rav said this also, not in the name of the Griz, but as his own suggestion. And I'm told that many Achronim also say it. And that is as follows. When we say that there's a requirement of kiddush in a zevach, do we necessarily mean that in the conventional sense of kiddush b'klishares, or is it possible that the avoda of shechita is the davar hamakadesh of the karban? Now the truth is that if you look at the evidence, and again, if you look at the Griz in different places, kind of what he's putting together, he says different things in different places, but put it all together. If you really look at the evidence, the strongest proof that there's a din in Kiddush Adam is from the Gemara in Sota. That's what the Gemara says in Sota. Right? I don't know if I brought it here or not. Did I bring the Gemara? No, I didn't bring it. If you look at the Gemara in Sota, Yadal and Beis, it's quoted by Tosis, actually. Right? You, since you brought it. Sakin Mekadeshes Kikli Shara. Let's go more 9 Chesun Beis. He doesn't quote the language? No? Okay.
I have it right here.
What's that?
I have it right here.
Oh, you have it? Go ahead. Oh, you have it on the computer. Go ahead.
This is good.
better than Tosis, I guess.
Lamali, Hakit Shachad is Vinna, Midi Dahaba Adam,
Dam afagav de kiddash te sakin mitzavar behema hader mekadish le bikli shares.
So that's the language of the Gemara. That's the language that really seems to imply very strongly that there's kiddush adam. That works very well with the Ramban's. I said that's why the Ramban thought that Gemara was so important for him. However, if you really look at the Gemara, the other Gemaras, what's the other prominent Gemara? Menachos Ayin Cheson Beis. What's Menachos Ayin Cheson Beis talking about? Michael?
It's.
I do have it here, I think.
But,
this is a very interesting point. Now, Menachos Ayin Cheson Beis, the language of Sakin being Mekadesh, that we do have. But it doesn't say anything about being Mekadesh the Dam. Right? Do you have the language there?
No, I'm getting it. Computer's slower than the books.
Okay. That's good to know. I'm happy about that. Kulama Klisharis Mekadesh and Shalom Yidas Hakam Sakin Kamifli. Mar Sovar Sakin Mekadesh as Kiklisharis. Mar Sovar Sakin Kim Delay Slay Toch. Haina Mekadesh as Kiklisharis. Ikidami Rav Papa, the Kulam the Klisharis Ein Mekadshin El Midas. Hakam Sakin Kamiflugi. Mar Sover Sakin Alima Miklisharis. Avagav the Leisle Toch Mekadsha. Mar Sover Sakin Lo Alima Miklisharis. Here the Gemara speaks about Sakin being Mekadesh, like in Sota, but not Mekadesh Adam. What's it talking about? Exactly. This is the Sugya Ashochet Asatoda Lefnim Ulechoma. I'm sorry, lufnim. Sorry, belachma is chutz lachoma. Lo kidesh alechem. Here we're talking about a different kidesh entirely. Not the sakin touches the dam. The sakin doesn't touch the lachem. Right? The halach is that shchita is mekadesh lachme toda, shtei halechem, nesachim. Now, the exact relationship between those three, are they exact? Are they the same? There's a connection between Shechita and Lachmei Toda Nesachim and Shtei Alechem, or they're different. In some cases it's more organic, in some cases more independent. That's not for now. Those are huge Menachos Sugyas. But the idea that Shechita is Mekadesh, things that it doesn't physically have any contact with at all, but that are connected through it as Karbanos, completely neutralizes the language of Sakin Mekadesh. It has a different, totally different meaning. And that's not only is he not saying Sakin Mekadesh Adam, which it really comes in contact with, but even the word Sakin Mekadesh, in a way, lose their significance. The Sakin part of the word. It really means Shechita Mekadeshes. And the Gemara itself, and this the Griz does point out, this point I just made now, he doesn't point out, but the other one he does point out, the Gemara itself uses the language of Shechita being Mekadesh in several places. Menachos Tezayin Amad Beis, Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. There we have the language of Shechita being Mekadeshes. Rashi in Menachos, again on Yudalin Amad Beis, says explicitly that even though he's talking about the Dam, see if I can find it quickly, Yudalin Amad Beis, Rashi talks about Shechita being Mekadesh, not the Sakin.
What happens if the Shechita has not been correctly, but the Sakin still touches it?
So I'll discuss that in just a minute. Just give me a minute for that. Rashi says here, if I can find it quickly, Dalit of the Days. What? No, I'm looking for the one in Menachos. Rashi and Sota speaks about Klishares and Kiddush Adam.
He also quotes the verse from Yoma that says, "Kol Hakim Shasim Moshem Shikatam Mikashem Mikamelach Abod Hashem Mikamelach."
No, that's something else. That just means that the if you didn't have Meshicha B'Shem and Amishka to make it Kedushas Aguf, so then, which you didn't have after the first Mikdash, so then the rules Avodasa Mechadkasan, and the actual Avoda is Mekadesh, the Klishares, right? But it's still the Sakin could still be a klisharis to be mekadesh the dam. The question is, what makes the socket itself a klisharis? The answer is avodasa mechanic, which is a very fascinating idea. You know, it's the avoda itself is mekadesh. Okay. Anyway, I can't find the line here, but it's here on your dalet on the base. Rashi says that the shchita rather than the sakin is mekadesh. That's where the Griz has his comment, where he says, well, what do you mean? It's a sakin, not the shchita. The Meiri, both here in Psachim, here and in Psachim, here in Chulin and Psachim Ayin Tesem Aleph, says you need a klisharis. He quotes another Gemara. It's very strange. The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, there the Gemara says, what's the language of the Gemara? Kli. Yesh mi shecholik ba mimash omer berishon shel shvuos, yud beis and beis, hasakin moshchason lamashen. What does sakin moshchason lamashen mean? Something totally different, which is why no other rishon, as far as I know, quoted that Gemara. Gemara in Shavuos says, if you have you originally donated a carbon for a particular purpose, but it turns out that purpose is now superfluous. No need it for that. So hasakin moshchason lekol shein. So then when you do the shechita, if it can serve some, like some mizbeach or some other function, then it'll be mekadesh that as well. It's a kind of a lev bezdin masnale. There the Gemara doesn't mean anything to do with the kiddush adam. The Gemara is talking about designating the chefta shel karban. Even the Gemara in Sota, so Rav Elbel says, it's true, the Gemara says sakin, right, mekadshi ledam. But maybe it doesn't really mean the dam. It means the korban, which is ikaro dam, because the dam, whose rikal in the zveach is mechaper. It doesn't mean more than that. I mean, the Ramban obviously thought it did. In other words, what basically they're suggesting is that the mekadesh isn't the sakin. The mekadesh is the shechita. And that's how the Rav also, I'm told, the Pia Shmua and Rav Elbel read this Gemara in Menachos Ayin Chesed Beis. The Gemara here is a Safek. The Gemara says Klishares requires Das, right? Can't be Mekadesh Shelo Bidas. Is that true for Sakin? So the Gemara is two Deos. Sakin is inferior to every other Klishares because it doesn't have a Toch. Or the opposite. Since even though it doesn't have a toch, it works, so it's superior to every other klisharis. So how do you understand? And therefore, it doesn't require das, or the mekadesh even bli das. So the Griz says is as follows. It says that's not technical machlokas, you know, this kind of klisharis, that kind of klisharis. The real question is this: is sakin a klisharis, which is mekadesh as adam, in which case the fact that it doesn't have a toch makes it an inferior klisharis? And if it's an inferior klisharis and you require das to be mekadesh with a klisharis, then you certainly require das to be mekadesh with an inferior klisharis? Or does the fact that there's no toch prove that it doesn't work as a klisharis in the normal sense of the word? It's that the maisa voda of shchita is the davar mekadesh. It's not the actual contact with the dam. Therefore, you don't care that it doesn't have a toch. And by the same token, the rule of klisharis requiring das also doesn't apply. That's what the Gemara has in mind. So the Gemara's mistape gufa on this question is sakin klishares ladam, or the shchita is a mekadesh of the korban. Now if that's the case, so then you can understand very well, you know, what's going on in Sota. What we're really saying is not that it's true, you need a kli in mincha, but in the korban, in a zebach, and here I think, again, he doesn't mention this, but we call it a zebach. The point is, the zvicha, the shchita, is what's koveya, the korban. So let me just take a step back and I'll explain a little bit more. What are all these kiddushes? Right, in Soto I have three kiddushes. Okay. Not the Shabbos type. Three kiddushes, or three kalim, I should say. One is you bring the karban to the mikdash with in a kli. The other is then, let's say in a mincha, you put the whole mincha in a kli, and your komates you do the kmitza from a kli, right? Then you put the kmitza with the lavona and whatever back into the kli, right? And from there you're maktir on the mizbeach. And the Gemara says, well, what's going on with all these, you know, these sima b'klis? What's going on? Okay. So basically, I'll take the short form of the story. Again, the Reb Chaim actually speaks about this in Perek Yud Ches, Hilchos Psulei Mikdashim, Halacha Yud Beis. The same Reb Chaim that dealt with the Chivas HaKodesh issue, right, which we discussed about Eitzim. Oh. So it won't surprise you when you'll hear what he says, you'll see how it fits in. So Reb Chaim quotes a Gemara in Sota. He says, what's this idea of two Kiddushes? What's going on here? And the Gemara elsewhere had us have a mina that even without Kiddush, Kli, that you would be in violation of Yotzei and all sorts of other things. What's going on here? Says Reb Chaim. So the way Reb Chaim says it is as follows. He says, about Mincha, firstly. When you're Mekadesh, when you decide to give something as a Karban Mincha, so this Kedushas Peh, I hereby designate the following flour and whatever that those little things are, right, as the ingredients of the mincha. At that point, what status does it have? What Reb Chaim says in Psulei Mikdashim is it's kedushas damim, but it has to attain the status of kedushas haguf at some point. So the first kiddush, when you take the mincha and you put it in a kli, that makes the transition from Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Haguf. But then there's something else called Kedushas Karban. It may have Kedushas Haguf. Many things have Kedushas. Eitzim have Kedushas Haguf. Are Eitzim a Karban? Well, that seems to be a debate. That's fitting into the same Reb Chaim. Right? Is Eitzim Karban or not? The point is, that second kiddush of the kmitza, which is going to be nikrav, the kmitza is the part that gets thrown onto the mizbeach. That's going to be kare. That requires an additional kiddush for kedushas hakrava. So basically, what Reb Chaim is saying is you have kedushas peh, which makes it kedushas damim, not bedek abayis, because your purpose is to be makar of it, but it doesn't yet have the status of kedushas hakrava. Maybe at that point you could still be podeh. That's kedushas damim. Then the first kiddush makes it have the kiddush of karban, and then kiddush haguf. Then the second one is that it should be karban. The way Rav Elbel says in a few places is a little different, but it could be that it's a difference between mincha and zevach, because the truth is the kiddushas peh already establishes a behema as having kiddushas haguf. That's pretty clear. In other words, once you designate this is the animal, hare zu, so the animal becomes kadosh b'kedushas haguf. However, you still need kiddush to make it to give it the status of kedushas karban. And that's why the Mishnah says in Me'ilah that shchita is koveya for the tumah of tvul yom, and b'chus kippurim, and it's koveya for lina, the isur of lina, that you can't leave it over a night. All that begins at shchita. This connects with the velvel that we spoke about also in Chippas HaKodesh. Mentioned that velvel said, how come Baal Chai can't have the machshir of Chippas HaKodesh? Right? It's a korban. So he explains, no. The kedushas, it has kedushas haguf. But Kedushas Karban only begins when? At the Shechita. That's what the Mishnah tells us in Me'ilah. If that's the case, it's only at the Shechita that you can have Chivas HaKodesh, because Chivas HaKodesh isn't the din in Kedushas Haguf. That's what Reb Chaim was saying also. It's a din in Kedushas Karban. What about the second? What about the Kabbalah B'Kli Shares? So Reb Elbel seems to say that accomplishes the next step, because even if there's a chetzah shel karban, maybe there's still requirement to be mekadesh that part which is going to be nikrav al gabi mizbeach kedushas hakrava. So that gives us three levels. And in Mincha, it seemed like there were two levels. In Reb Chaim, anyway. In other words, there's Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Haguf to Kedushas Karban, and maybe Kedushas Karban to Kedusha Le'inyan Akrava. Might be another step, in other words. That's what the extra Kiddush is. So having said, let's go back for a second now. When we consider, we say Dam, when we say that the Sakin is Mekadesh. So what we're really saying is that the Sakin, meaning the Shechita, is Mekadesh. It makes it into a Zevach, meaning it takes it from being Kedushas Aguf and giving it the status of Kedushas Korban. Now it's a Korban. It's a Zevach. And now all sorts of things begin. Chivas HaKodesh and Lina and so on. And maybe you need one other step for the Hakrava. Now we can understand the Ramban a little also. Can you push those two steps together in Bidyeved, in Kabbalah Bakli? Well, the Ramban again is focused on Kedushas Damim, but according to those who think it's about the Maisa Shechita, it's very reasonable that it's not the Sakin as a Klishare is touching the Dam. It's, again, for the Ramban and for the simple reading of the Gemara in Sota, it's about the Dam. And you have to get the Dam ready to be Nikra Valgabi Mizbeach, so you need to, it has to be touched by a Klisharis here and by another Klisharis in the Kabbalah. But according to this perspective of the Griz and so on, what we're saying is no, that's not the whole point. The real point is the Maisa Shechita transforms the object into a Zevach, into a Karban, not just the Dam. Again, you have to downgrade the word Dam and Sota, like the Griz suggests. It means the Ikar of the Karban, the Dam HaMechaper, but not the Dam technically, which is Kare. The whole Karban, like the other Gemaras that speak about it. Now we can understand very well the Gemara in Menachos, and the other Gemaras speak about Shechita being Mekadesh. Rashi speaks about Shechita being Mekadesh. The Gemara in Menachos speaks about the Sakin being Mekadesh, but what's the context? It's not just Mekadesh, even the Karban, it's also Mekadesh, the connection to the Nesachim, or the Lachmei Toda, meaning it's a new stage in the Kedushas HaKarban and the interconnection of the different components of the Karban. That's what's going on in Shechita. So it isn't just about Dam. So it shouldn't surprise us either that there are all sorts of interesting questions that come up. For example, again, I'm going to stop in one more minute. Two more minutes. Two questions that come up just very quickly. Number one, let's say you did the Shechita without a Klisharis. Right, according to the Rishonim, we hold that you need a Klisharis, at least for Kadshim. So you did the Shechita, Bli Klisharis. So what'll happen? So in the Kedusha Griz in Sota, on Yedalot Amidveis, he quotes this discussion. So a lot of Achronim got into this discussion. They weren't sure. If you do Shechitas Kadshin Bli Klishares, according to the Rishonim, we'll hold you need a Klishares, would you have to wait for Ibur Tzura before you burn the animal? Or is it considered Psula Begufo and you burn it right away? You don't have to wait for anything. That's how bad is it? How much of a psul is it to be shochet, the animal, bli klishares, if you need a klishares? That's what they're discussing. Is it a problem? What's the chakira about? Is it a dam problem? Is you weren't mekadesh the dam? Right? So the dam is in a roi, but the dam in a roi still requires ibur tzur. You can't just take the whole animal and burn it, because it's not psul abegufo, it's a psul dam. It's disqualified, but it's not disqualified in such an intense way. It's not psul aguf, it's just a psul dam. So then you have to wait, leave it overnight for lina. It's called ibur tzura. Now it's lina. Now it's psul begufo. Now you can burn it. Or no, it really is a problem in the total karban. Namely, it's not just a dam problem. You were not mekadesh the karban. So the whole karban is put, it's psul throughout the karban, not just in the dam. Then you can burn it right away. So he says, Rav Elbel said on this issue that he thinks that both shitas are wrong. Right? But the reason he thinks that they're wrong is because the shechita, the klishares, let me take a step back. Let's say you take the view that it's not the klishares which is mekadesh the dam, but it's the maisa shechita which is Mekadesh, by making it a Zebach, the way we've explained it, based on the various views. So that was a way of explaining why you don't need a Kli Sharis. That's how do you read the Gemara in Sota, and how do you read the Gemara in Menachos if you don't require a Kli Sharis? The answer isn't the Kli that's Mekadesh, it's the process of Shchita that's transforming in Mekadesh. Correct? However, in theory, let's say I hold like the Rishonim will require Kli Sharis for Shchita. Isn't it still possible to say that's Svara? Even if I require Kli Sharis, but it's not the Kli Sharis through the Negiya, Saddam. Remember, there's no Toch. And maybe there's no Kavana. It's in order to precipitate a Maisa Shchita, right, of Kachim stature, which will be Mekadesh, maybe that also requires a Kli Sharis for Rambam type reasons, not because of the contact with the Dao. Right? So Rav Halva liked this idea so much, he said, yeah, even the ones who hold Kli Sharis, they just think that Kli Sharis is a prerequisite for this. Right? So if that's the case, he says, that's what he says generally. So then they quote him in this context. So what happened here? There was a Shchita done without a Kli Sharis. So the question is, and therefore what? Just the dam is possible and you have to wait overnight to burn it? Or it's a psul begufo because the whole Shchita is pogum. So the Griz said, no, it was a third option. Basically, you shouldn't have to burn it at all because it never achieved the status of Kedushas Korban. Because according to that view, we're saying the Kli Sharis is a prerequisite not for the Kiddush Adam or the technical Kiddush Abasar. It's to make it into a Zebach. So this was never made into a Zebach. In other words, it's the Psul Megufo worse and therefore opposite. It's nothing. That's one issue. Another issue to highlight it is, there's a big debate in general. Again, what happens after the Shchita before the Kabbalah Saddam? After the Shchita before the Kabbalah Saddam, what is the status of this Karban, Le'inyan, various things? Can it be Nifsal Begufo at that point or not? So again, without going into details, our Tosas in different places in Menachos that seem to argue on this point. Tosas in Menachos, Samach Tesam and Beis, Samach Tesam and Aleph, seem to say you can have Psul Bakodesh after Shchita, before Kabbalah Saddam. Tosas on Peidalot Amud Beis in Menachos seems to say no. The concept of Psul Begufo, which requires that the Korban have a certain higher stature, that requires not only Shchita, but Kabbalah Saddam as well. What is the status, that intermediate status, after Shchita? So having said all this, let me just end with the following question. So if it turns out that it's not the, even whether you need a Kli Sharis or you don't need a Kli Sharis, if it turns out that it's the Maisa Shchita which is Mekadesh, not the Sakin in a more technical way, so does any of this have anything to do with Shchita's Chulin? Possibly not at all, because we just might say, no, I mean, the Maisa Voda of Maisa Voda Shchita is a Davar Mekadesh. And even though it's bizarre, the way we explained it. Or in a way, is there a way to look at it and say, you know what? The whole institution of Shchita, Mitzchila V'Yadzov, again, V'Zavachta, is precisely about transforming the reality into a Davar Shebekdusha. If it was a din of Kli Sharis and Dam, then there would be no point of contact between what happens in Kachim and what happens in Chulin. Because there's no Kiddush Adam in Chulin, clearly. No actual Kli Sharis. But if even in Kachim it turns out the Davar HaMekadesh is the process of Shchita, so maybe that's not a coincidence. That's V'Zavachta. V'Zavachta, which was imported into, or exported from Kachim, but imported into Chulin as well. Just one other final hara. This will stop. I'm sorry, I went so over time today. But just to finish this, and with this, a few more minutes, just on just wrapping a few things up, and then we do mefarcheses on Sunday. The Rishonim are all bothered by the question of the mission in the beginning of Ezu Mekoman, Shelzvachim, right? So we mention Klishares about Kabbalah, and we don't mention it for Shechita. And Bali tells us to give the answer, there it's a question of the place, not the need for Klishares. So in the Chiddush HaGri is, in one of the places, I think in Sota also, he says, no, there's a different answer. And that is, even if you require a Klishares for Shechita, the role of Klisharis b'Shechita and the role of Klisharis b'Kabbalah are totally different. In Kabbalah, that's what the Mekadesh is. The whole thing is the Klisharis, and that's why it's emphasized in the Mishnah. In Shechita, the Klisharis is simply a means, it's simply a mechanism to do the Maisa. He says, Vaharai, Zrika also. Let's say you do Zrika from a Kli, but no one ever said you need the Kli for the Zrika. Because the Maisa Zrika, Al-Yadea Kli. So too, it's Maisa Shechita, Al-Yadea Klishares, if you require Klishares. But the Kabbalah is all about the Cheftza coming into contact with the Klishares. Okay. So I just want to point out, just very quickly, of course, that is Lishitaso completely. Because what he's really saying is, if the Klishares' role in, two things. That answer could, I'll take it back. What he says may be true, would be true, even if the role of Sakin was really Klisharis Ladam, because there's still a Maisa here as opposed to simply the passive contact with the Klisharis. I think that's what he means when he says it. But in light of what he says in the bigger picture, which is that even if you require Klisharis, it's the Avoda, it's the Maisa Shechita, which is Mekadesh, so then we understand it even better. It's not that Kabbalah is the exception. He brings example of Zrika, Zrika too. You don't say B'Klisharis. What I would say is, it's not the Kabbalah which is the exception. It may be the Shechita that's the exception. Because even if you require Klisharis, it's the Maisa of making it into a Zebach, of doing the Shechita. The Klisharis is simply a technical requirement in that Maisa, as opposed to really serving the actual function of a regular klisharis. Okay, we'll stop here and kind of finish up a few other things on Sunday, but mostly Mefarcheses on Sunday, and then on Tuesday already we should be able to continue with Gimel based on Gimel Malach Gimel Nevi.